This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Icon is forever, but it looks like your 15 minutes is up.
Ooh. If you play with fire, you're going to get burn booked.
Burn booked.
Wait, I wrote something. You know how Andy always does like intros to the reunions? Uh-huh. Like tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote something. You ready?
Okay.
Tonight, in the dramatic conclusion of season 4 of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City... This season, butter was churned, but so were our stomachs when Monica was revealed as Reality Von Teese. While in the Devil's Triangle, the ladies couldn't try to see past their differences, sending one of them packing up early. But will any of them choose to have Monica back on their wagon next season? According to Variety, the answer is no.
This is an old production.
So, Andy, if you're looking for a writer... Anyway, this is Privileged Twinks.
Hello, I am Travis.
I'm Tyler.
Yeah, so we recap Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Which is in Utah.
Woo! And we are on the final, the last, the ultimate episode of season 4.
The ending of yet another era of Salt Lake,
apparently. One has come and gone so quickly.
Yeah. Last year was Jen, this year is Monica. If you haven't heard, it's basically confirmed everywhere. I haven't heard it, seen it out of her mouth yet, but everywhere is reporting that she's not coming back next season. And
well, what they're saying is that she is not coming back immediately.
Because they're about to start filming.
Right. And that they feel like there's definitely, like, between the cast and her, there's not been enough time.
Yeah.
For anything positive to happen, so... She may come back, but if she did, it would either be at a later point in the season or in a future season.
Yeah. And I will say, there is a, also from Variety, YouTube video out right now called Notes on a Scene, breaking down like the Bermuda finale type of thing.
Yeah.
And I will say, the producers are on there talking, and they're kind of like, we will not, like... We're not really doing our jobs if we try to just keep getting one-hit wonders over and over again. So they are kind of saying, like, we would like to see her back, but the way to that would have been for her to confess this, like, mid-season, try to, like, gain back people's trust, things like that. But just holding it all in until the end when it all came out was, like, a way that, like, none of these ladies might never trust her again.
Yeah. And I think we should put a pin in it and discuss the not coming back after the episode, because I think that really feeds into a lot of why the reunion itself and how it concludes is part of the reason why she's not
okay
coming back.
Okay. Well, then I guess let's jump into it then.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see Monica put up like a whole photo shoot with the burn book and everything?
No.
They're so highly edited.
Yeah. I mean, they all are.
I know, but this looked like crazy. You know, like on Drag Race, whenever a queen like wears her outfit afterward and like she gets like someone to like Photoshop a whole scene mm-hmm. around their outfit, it mm-hmm. was giving like she hired one of those mm-hmm. people to do it.
Listen, you do what you do for your image, girl. I feel like I just want to go ahead and get it out of the way because there's not much to say about it, but, and I'm pretty sure I said it before, but props never work. And I always, the part of me is like...
Are you sure you said it before?
I wasn't sure. I was like, but I've seen them, so people try it so many times, and it always, it either never lands or it doesn't go the way that people intend it to go. Yeah. And so when I saw the bird, I was like, there is a chance. Maybe this time it works, but it never fucking works.
I think she was she like,
stop bringing props,
trying to say that like they were all acting like mean girls?
No, I think.
At one point she did try to say that. And I was like, is that the point of this?
No, I think when she said that was when they were making her feel bad. And so she took that, which is what she did. She took something around her and twisted it, you know, to make an insult, which fine, whatever. But I think the reason she brought it was really because she did not understand like that the way she thinks about it and the way they think about it is like very, very different things. And she thought it would be like, they might find humor in it.
Yeah.
And that wasn't going to happen.
And Heather says, oh, Andy.
Yeah.
Like, get this bitch out of here. Yeah.
Bury that.
Okay, so we open the show with Andy saying that he thinks Meredith's like giving him the stink eye or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She was kind of giving like, I don't know, like catatonic. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I mean, she was checked out. Like they filmed these for 10 hours.
Yeah.
On that variety thing, Heather said they didn't get to the reality Von Teese thing until like hour 6 or maybe 7.
Yeah.
So they'd already been, and outside of the part of Meredith being involved in the rumors about Angie, like, or like the reality Von Teese of it all, Meredith was really only relevant, was the most relevant on the Palm Springs trip. And they talked about that, you know, part one
at the beginning. Yeah.
So I don't think she had much to contribute outside of her own personal feelings about the finale,
the DMs of it all too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so after that, we get like a montage of all the games they've played the whole season.
Yeah.
Including the drag game, I guess. Mm-hmm. Think kind of that. And Mary was like, Lisa, that's not a good look.
It's not.
And Lisa says she hasn't done her own makeup since 2019. And there's not a single day that she doesn't get glammed.
Yeah. I feel like...
That's crazy.
I feel like Lisa Barlow has way more money than anybody suspects.
She has to.
But also...
Because they don't even do that on Beverly Hills.
But also, I feel like maybe the price of glam in Utah may not be like the same that you would have to do for a full year in LA, but that's definitely a lot of money.
Right.
So, and yeah. You know what? If she is a public figure, even in her job as an event plant, like
she can write it off.
That's a very public, like she has to present herself to clients all the time. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad thing and she can't, I don't think it's a insecurity, but I do think the drag part of it from the show was not a good look. I mean, I was like, you know, not because she didn't, even if she doesn't like what drag makeup looks like, it's like you're taking yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know why she couldn't have just gone in her room, got her makeup artist, and said, do a drag look on me.
Right.
And nobody would have known or cared, really. She would have come out and they'd been like, Lisa, you didn't do that yourself. But at least she would have looked like she was in drag.
Yeah. Or even if it wasn't drag, she could have done like a very
colorful,
dramatic, you know, like a if they would have been like a red carpet look that's very like avant-garde or something.
Yeah,
she would have, or couture. She might have like
very
been into it. Yeah, it's like you're not, you know, I don't know.
So then we see Monica doing a Lisa impression, and I just loved that. Like the whole time, Lisa's trying to be like, you're obsessed with me. You're obsessed with me. And she's like, no, you're obsessed with thinking I'm obsessed with you. And then at the end, Andy's like, what did you think of that impression? She's like, that's pretty good. That was really funny to me.
Yeah.
And then we see Meredith do a Whitney impression, which is so bad.
Yeah. It's just very little girl.
She's like, it's hard. And then Mary's like, no, it isn't. All you have to do is best.
I got to do is talk to your nose.
And none of them said filling. Killing.
Because I don't think they notice it, because that's what people talk like out there.
Maybe. None of them say hilling.
No, I know, but I'm saying they probably know a lot of people who have that same accent.
True. And also, I thought it was funny when Angie did the rumors and nastiness.
I thought hers was the best.
It was. And also, I liked that Meredith was like laughing.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, at the end of the day, none of this really mattered.
Yeah. Well, and also, that's like, you know, part of Meredith's iconography from the show. Even though it came out of a bad situation, maybe in her mind, you know, that's what she's known for. So you gotta embrace that stuff.
Oh, also they mentioned how Mary was being like fatphobic, basically, by saying that Gucci didn't make a corset in Heather's size or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you think she was doing that, or do you think she was like being genuine? Like,
I could see Mary thinking that somebody was wearing fake Gucci as a bigger insult.
I see what you mean.
And so I think her saying, I could see a possibility where it's like, she wasn't really focused on the Heather's, like, she doesn't care that Heather's fatter. She was just, or bigger. She was just saying, I know that's not real because they wouldn't make it in that size as a matter of fact. But I think.
But then she kept saying corset instead of corset. And I was like, so you don't even know how to pronounce a word much. Like, how do you know exactly what sizes Gucci sells?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that it just is a testament to how she does not think about anything that comes out of her mouth. Because I think anybody would have like
thought that would like
the way she worded it.
Z-way and Annie were like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. So if she didn't mean it that way, I could see it being plausible. But I also think Mary goes for maximum shade. So I think she probably knew how it was going to come off. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Mary is a kooky different person.
Kooky different. So upon her exit, basically, she says she would come back, like, as long as the ladies are willing to accept her. But, like, she knows Whitney's terrified of her. And Whitney's like, I'm not terrified of you. I'm just scared of, like, if I insult you, then you, like, fully shut down and, like, pretend like I'm the meanest person in the world, basically.
Which is, in a way, is explaining how she's scared of her. Like, she's scared of what she's going to say.
True.
So.
But I'm also like, if you, just because you think Whitney's terrified of you doesn't mean you, like, I don't know. Like,
she also, I mean, I kind of understand that, though, because Mary, even though Mary was ultimately saying that Whitney's comes from a racist type culture, i.e. like white Mormonism or white Utah, which has like an inherent built-in racism to it. But what she said was Whitney specifically is racist. You know what I mean? But then it says she didn't do anything specifically racist to her. So
are you saying that's like a very, that Whitney being terrified of her is like perpetuating a negative stereotype?
No. What I'm saying is that I understand why Whitney is afraid of her, because even in that thing was like throughout something that's very.
But I just meant, why would that hinder Mary from coming back with one cast member being like scared of her?
Because I think they're all kind of like that.
Okay.
I mean, and I think Heather is indifferent, or maybe not indifferent. I think they're like, they just don't listen to her. Part of it, because they're like, she's you can't engage with her because she'll just say crazy stuff.
I will say her way out, she like hugs Andy and like says like, thank you, Andy, like 10 times. Like, this was fun. Like all this stuff. And I was like, she's trying to get back.
Yeah.
She's trying to get back to full status.
Also, I think they were like, I don't know any other person who skipped a reunion that got to come back.
Right.
So this is very unusual.
So then they all get up to pee, literally all of them except Monica. And then we see a montage of the Bermuda stuff that goes down, including the mysterious messages and mafia allegations and Reality Von T's, all that stuff. Heather screaming at her to leave. And then afterward, Andy comes back and is like, are you Reality Von T's? And she said she's part of it, but she didn't necessarily set it up or like start the account or come up with a name. And she says she did post these things. It started in 2021. She was not working with Jen at the time. She had already given her statement to the FBI against Jen at the time. And the point of Reality Von T's was to expose the truth of Jen and her behavior toward her employees.
Right. Because at the time, there's a woman on a show that gets that's getting public notoriety, that's making money, who has a fan following from a show.
Yeah.
And they don't know how poorly she treats people outside of her own criminal activity.
Right.
Like how poorly she treats the people around her and how much of a fake she is.
So basically, then Heather starts getting kind of mad and she's like, well, you put on there that I look like, trigger warning, a tranny, and that I look like Shrek, that I have like, what else was the, there was a couple other body image ones too. Mm. And, but all of those things did come from Jen. Like they were all saying like, this is from Jen. This is from her mouth. But Heather's point was kind of like, if you constantly post this and are tagging me in it,
it won't die.
I'm seeing it all the time. People are retweeting it. People are reposting it. It's like, just because Jen said it, yeah, that's bad that Jen said it. But like now you're putting the stereotypes and things about me in a million people's heads over and over and over again.
Yeah. And it's kind of like the whole gay rumors about Angie's husband. It's like they were local rumors until you made them national, like, you know, put them on TV.
And I don't, that's why I don't really tag, like if I put up a new post and stuff, I don't tag Housewives in it.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like these are opinions for like us as fans and stuff like that, but I don't need to be like broadcasting it to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like other people's opinions of you are their problems and not yours. Mm-hmm. Like I have my opinions, and if you're a public, sometimes that's easier to like say than to like manage in your own brain. Cause mm-hmm. sometimes we do care about what other people think. But as a public figure, I think you have to be able to like separate yourself from like, people are just going to have their own opinions and mm-hmm. that's their problem. And like, I wouldn't chuck my, like, why would you care what I was having to say about it anyways? And so like, why would I attack you? I don't think you should care.
But I do think
good or, well, I mean, I guess if it's good.
But in this situation, the reality of Auntie's is tagging all of them to kind of, I think, also make them in their eyes see how bad Jen is. You know what I mean? Like if Monica's putting this stuff out there from 2021,
mm-hmm.
that's pre-Jen even getting like, that's around when Jen gets arrested for the first time. That's not even like Jen being guilty. That's like they're still filming two seasons with her at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So if Heather's seeing all these things and still choosing to be friends with Jen, then it is kind of like, I guess she should keep broadcasting it all because no one's fucking listening.
Yeah. I think that makes sense why they kept reposting things, especially if you know somebody is a bad person. Yeah. A fake, a fraud, a criminal, and a mean person to boot. And then you have these other women on the show who are sticking up for her and defending her so fervently.
Right.
Then why would you feel any, you know, like, what does it care if you're reposting bad? Like, that kind of by proxy makes you a bad person.
Exactly.
Right.
You're saying her behavior is okay.
Exactly.
Even so if you don't know if she's going to jail, you can say your behavior is crazy towards your employees.
Yeah.
Or the things you said about me. And not
I don't know the timeline of when things like.
The Shrek comment was on like season one.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, as in, like, I don't know when the video of her yelling at her employee comes out.
I think that was during season two.
But, you know, there's just things where it's like, okay, you can't deny certain things.
Yeah.
And that video was pretty damning.
I just wish Heather would give a little more, like, maybe not leniency to her running the account, but like understanding of why they were trying to do this. Like someone on Twitter made a joke, but I think it is kind of true. They said like Reality Von Teese was the Shaw squad attempting to unionize. And that is what it was. It was them trying to find all these things and expose this woman who was doing horrible things to them.
Yeah. So, but I think it's hard for them to separate a specific cyber troll account from the whole metaverse of trolling that exists online.
Yeah, and that does seem to be the kind of theme of the whole reunion. There were a couple things in the Variety interview thing that I want to talk about, but I'll wait till the end because I think it does kind of incite a little more reason that maybe Heather didn't say properly in the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I think after this reunion, I don't think Monica did a good job of like defending herself so much. And I think that I understood the other side a little bit better.
Yeah.
But did you feel the same way?
I felt similar to you.
Okay.
Like I understood a little bit more. And then even this, I'd recommend going and watching this variety thing because after that, I felt even more like I understood.
Yeah.
But I'll talk about that at the end.
Sure.
For now, basically, there's a little bit of back and forth between the two, between Heather and Monica. I think Lisa tries to jump in at some point, and that's when Monica pulls out the burn book.
Before we get to the burn book, though, let's talk about Lisa. Because
Well, there hasn't been a lot of Lisa stuff yet. Are you talking about a specific point?
No, just in general.
Okay.
I know that I like Lisa. There's something charismatic about Lisa.
Yeah.
And I'm always on the seesaw with her of going, like, I like her. I can't stand her. I like her. I can't stand her. And this reunion, I was like, I just can't. You talk like, and I think.
She talks like she's high and mighty when the second Monica starts arguing with her, she turns into a child.
Yeah. I was like, the same thing they accuse Monica, or she accuses Monica of, is she's doing.
She does it every single time Monica says a word. Or doesn't even say a word.
I know. Lisa's not good at arguing. Lisa's not good. And she's like, she gets down in the gutter with her, you know? And she just like constantly is inserting herself. Like,
yeah,
just let people speak.
Like at one point Andy's literally like, shut up! Yeah. Let her talk!
Yeah, that's it. So I just wanted to say, I know I will... The seesaw will swing back the other way at some point next season. I will be like, yes, Lisa.
Yeah.
After the reunion, I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired of her.
Having fun, we're having fun.
Yeah.
Put it that way. Okay, Burn Book comes out. They all are like, oh, Andy, not this. Like, basically trying to be like, don't let her do this.
Uh-huh.
Andy reads a couple pages, and the very first page is of like cutouts of Andy, and it says like, he has favorites and he's fucked half of New York.
The other half of New York.
The other half of New York.
You know.
And I'm like, yes, those kind of are funny. That part's kind of funny. But to be like digging at the producer of your show that you don't really know and saying these things, like, that's like, I don't know what world she thought that is like would just be taken in jest.
Because I don't think she thinks her viewpoint on it isn't as serious as they... Like, to her, it is one thing. To them, it's something else.
Yeah.
And she doesn't understand that. And so anything she says about it isn't really going to land.
Yeah. It just felt, like, weird. Like, our friend Chloe was over when we were watching this last night, and she was saying, like, it would be one thing if the book was just receipts, and it was just kind of funny that it was in the burn book.
Mm-hmm.
But by putting all these other insults at the beginning, it just, like... Immediately, everyone's like, what the fuck is this? Like, is this just a whole...
I mean, they already don't trust you.
Making fun of us, and we already have said you're a bully, and now you're, like, solidifying that?
Right.
So it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I think she just thought it was going to be more funny than it was.
Yeah.
So...
Heather, at one point, Andy basically is like, how do you not see that when you keep posting all these things, it's perpetuating these, like... things about Heather and about the other women. And Heather kind of is like, if we were to retweet everything your mom said every single day, that would just keep like bringing up hurt over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And she just keeps saying like they were trying to get out how awful Jen was. And Andy says like that he's really surprised that Monica can't see why everyone is so upset and like how it's a bad thing when she's reality Von Teese. And then she says, well, I didn't think it was that bad because all of them were like fans of the page. Like all of them supposedly had like interacted with it in some way or another. But.
Well, Heather did originally follow it. And Angie.
Angie was a fan. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah. They didn't really show anything from anybody else. So.
Yeah.
So I feel like. I don't know. I feel like that's a misconception on her part. And this is another thing, too, is that for Monica's part in this, I think she didn't think about that she was going to have to, like, take some accountability.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was not the intention or accidental, you have to own up to the fact that you, like, participated in somebody else's torture. You know? And so, like,
I think in this also, Heather kind of makes a good point that at least, I don't know, maybe at least on Salt Lake City, you kind of want, she's saying you kind of need to be friends with everybody. Like, mm-hmm. you kind of need to come in there expecting to build real relationships and not just have iconic TV moments and, like, be dramatic, be drama. Because if you're not going to form any genuine connections, or you're going to build all those connections on a lie, then it, like, defeats the authenticity of a show like this. Mm-hmm. Now, we obviously know there's a ton of franchises where none of them are really...
Or people come in as friends of, but they're not.
But they're not really in the group. And
but I do think they, like, try to build interpersonal relationships.
Yeah.
What I think that what she said that is related to this, I don't know if she said it in this segment, that really made me, that I was like, okay, I kind of get an, like, more of what, where they're coming from, is that everything that she said coming onto the show, like, she pretended.
This was in the variety thing.
Okay.
This is
so it wasn't even on
what
there.
I was going to talk about.
But okay, well, then we'll say it. No. Oh, okay. So she came onto the show and acted like everything was for the, like, she didn't really know them. She didn't, like when
I
she,
only know Jen and I kind of know Lisa through Jen.
Uh-huh. And she'd never been to Meredith's store, and she didn't know anything about, like, she'd heard bad things about Heather, but only from Jen. When in reality, because of that page, she was very familiar with all of them. Had already been to, like,
yeah,
the store, you know. So
that'd be like us going to BravoCon and Heather being like, "Oh my god!" And we're like, "Who are you?"
Right. So I think so. I understand better from her perspective, saying, like, when she's saying we're supposed to build real relationships, or it's like some sort of, even if it's a coworker relationship, mm-hmm. this person started off completely lying, mm-hmm. and now I can't, because she acted like everything was brand new and it wasn't, so it makes more sense for me, where she's like, it's, how can you build a relationship with somebody who, like, literally everything has been a lie from the beginning?
Exactly.
Even if it all, and I think this is where the disconnect is, yeah. is that she was lying about things she knew because of, from the page, but I don't think everything Monica said, like, her opinions or her, like, real life stuff was a lie or a false persona. That's where I think they go a little too far.
Yeah, I agree. Even in the, like, videos of Monica, like, quote, stalking Jen, you can see that, like, that's just her. She's just kind of trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like,
they also were having, I mean, they were trauma bonded employees who created an Instagram account, and this was like a social activity for them. Like, yeah. this is what they did to, like, feel better about things.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, and they had fun.
I've worked in toxic places before,
mm-hmm.
and me and all my coworkers, like, that's all we would talk about, talk shit about people and the right. company and things like that we were in.
Yeah. And so I don't think her, I mean,
multiple toxic,
and her, I know and her going, like, even if it was multiple times to see if they could find more dirt on Jen, I don't think, I mean, is that something most people do all the time? No. So I understand how that's, like,
but is it almost a joke? Like, we all got out. Let me drive past Jen's house and see what she's up to.
I think they were a little more active than, let's see what she's up to. I think they were trying to she said they were trying to catch her drinking and driving.
True.
But also, I don't think I would qualify that as somebody who's obsessed with somebody who wants to possess them, who is, like, stalking them, who's eventually going to stand in their backyard with a knife, like, trying to get in the, you know what I mean? I don't think it was that.
At this point, Lisa does ask her, like, why were you so, like, why weren't you genuine? And why didn't you lead with telling us that you were reality bounties? And she does say, like, it was a thing that we made a page and we said it was to the grave. Like, by me saying I'm reality bounties, that's going to further implicate other people in the group who maybe don't want Jen to know that it was, that they were kind of behind a lot of it.
Or other people. I mean, because if she led with it, Tanisha was, or is, I don't know.
We don't know if she is still or not.
Right. At the time, was Heather's hairstylist. So, I mean, you know, she could lose clients over that.
Yeah.
But it does put, like, why didn't she say that before? Why didn't she say, because she said multiple times, I knew this was going to come out. But that's all she said. She didn't, and then people were like, so why didn't you just go ahead and burst the bubble like you did everything else? She should have said it then. She should have said, but
yeah,
I have to let it come out on its own because I promised I would never say. Like that would have been.
And that's why I do think, like, with Andy saying, why didn't you tell everyone? Why did you wait till the end? All this stuff. It does feel a little like, and Andy asking, did you not think this was that bad? Like, did you not think people were going to, like, the fact that she kept it a secret meant she knew it was going to be that bad. That means she knew she was bugging these women for years, and then she comes on the show, and then, like, they're going to be pissed about it. Mm-hmm. And Heather was even saying in that Variety thing, sorry to keep going back to that, but it did incite a lot, was that, like, she was worried when she brought it to production on the finale, and then was going to bring it to the women on the beach. She wanted to gauge if they all were kind of like, so? Or if they were going to have the same reaction as her. Because she was like, I didn't know if I was being overdramatic in how I was feeling about it. But then when they immediately, like, all had the same reaction, I do think they must know what this page is and that it has terrorized them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, back to the show. I did like that she told Lisa she could choke on a dick. Was not expecting that. And it wasn't bleeped.
Yeah.
And we were watching on YouTube TV, which is live TV. Mm-hmm. Every other word was bleeped. So I was like, did they miss that?
Yeah.
They have like a whole back and forth about, I don't even know what, the stalking, that she put up Jen's security cameras, and then that's how she got some of the footage. I did see on Twitter today, Monica kept being like, no, it was phone footage. Someone posted one that was phone footage of her recording a screen. So she was doing that, which is illegal.
Is it?
It's like spying on other people without them. I guess if they know that you, it's under your name.
Right.
But Jen said she just set it up. So that doesn't necessarily mean that Jen knew it.
Yeah, that's a question mark.
It is a question mark.
Because if, I don't know why they would, because she said they asked to put it in her name.
Yeah, which, almost as if,
why,
like,
I don't get the purpose of that.
The only thing I could think is that Jen, if Jen thinks, like, put the security camera in her name, that's not Jen's name, then they wouldn't be able to subpoena it. I don't know. So there might be something to it a little bit more, like, devious on Jen's part. Like, she wants security cameras up, but she doesn't want them in her name in case the police come and, like, take everything of hers and it doesn't belong to her. Then they can't take it. But I think they could still take it.
That also seems like a very
footage from, like, gas stations and shit all the time.
Yeah. Well, right. I think they would have to go through a legal process if she didn't own them, maybe.
Yeah.
But they can do that. So I don't. Also, why would you give somebody like that, like, they,
that hates you?
I'm trying to say, like, even if you are good friends with them, why would you give them access to, like, visual and audio in your home at all times? That's bizarre.
It is bizarre,
especially when you know you're a criminal.
Which it makes you think that she didn't know that Monica would have, like, access to it at home or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole thing doesn't really make that much sense.
Okay, this is the thing. It might be illegal, but I could see if, like, someone had really wronged her. Like, I don't think you would let something like, you shouldn't be hacking the camera type thing to stop you from your revenge.
Mm.
But it is still
probably illegal.
Yeah, but it's also, I mean, I get why people are like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know. So then she says that the FBI sent them to do this, the stalking.
I feel like this was a bit of a misspeak on her part. Like, I don't think because she says, like, everybody kind of jumped in at this. And I think what she meant was that
they said, give us any info you have.
And so she took that as, not that she was saying they asked her to do it, but she was like, yeah, they wanted evidence. So if we went out and got more evidence, we could give it to them.
Yeah.
And we wanted her downfall. So I think that's what she was saying, but it definitely was
even
not
Andy
a good,
was like, that makes no sense.
I know, yeah. Nobody you did that.
Yeah.
Well, she even said, she's like, they didn't need me to watch her. They had like multiple people watching her for years.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying I don't really think she meant it that way. But
yeah. So then Heather basically implies like she only did all this to infiltrate the lives of people, aka Jen, take their security system, post it on social media. It's not iconic to be a bully or to hire her onto the show. It's ruined my experience as a housewife. So basically implying that production knew.
I think Heather was saying that the social media bullying part has ruined her experience as a housewife. Oh, okay. It would be a much like a more fun job if they didn't have to deal with that stuff.
Well, that's anybody in social media.
Right. And she said she wished production would do more to protect them from.
I guess maybe when you say I'm going to be on a show like this, you don't kind of expect like you don't your mind maybe the first thing isn't like thinking about what that millions of people are going to perceive you every day and millions of people have their own little platforms to perceive you on.
Yeah.
But that's any job in social media.
Yeah.
I could post the most PC, that's a bad word. Like the most like chill video about nothing and it gets hate comments. So I don't know like what they expected.
Yeah. If you're going to.
Have they read any comments on any video ever?
Yeah. I don't know that I fully agree like that. I do feel like the internet is a little bit like the Wild Wild West, you know, like before at the beginning of things, like there's can be a lot of chaos. And then eventually people will like start to put up boundaries and rules. And so I think one day in the future, we won't see the level of toxic communication that exists.
This is my hope. You know how people like currently, but mostly like for the past couple of years, like someone will kind of blow up online or become famous. And then, I mean, like Jenny, people dig up their past tweets, Facebook comments, Facebook posts, things like that, that are maybe racist or sexist or homophobic or whatever, what have you.
Right.
My hope is that in the future, there'll be some way to search people's comments and see what they've commented. Because the amount of, if literally pick a number, pick a person from any of my videos ever and go through all their comments. If that person ever gets famous, they're canceled.
Yeah.
Like, that's just my hope, is that eventually we'll get past all this hatred online because they'll be held accountable in some way for it. But you never know. I'm sure people still tweet racist things all the time too. So,
yeah. I mean, I think it's wrong that people are allowed to like just say whatever. I am for obviously freedom of speech. I don't think like the government should be able to fully stop people from saying
but freedom anything. Of hate speech.
Yeah, I mean, hate speech is already not protected.
Exactly.
But like, so I'm not, and I'm fine with that. But what I'm saying is like, but I do think that there is accountability and verbal communication usually. Like if you're in a room with somebody, like if you're at a dinner with friends or like, and somebody says something really crazy, like there's repercussions for that person. Mm-hmm. Whereas right now there's not really that online. And I think there should be.
Yeah.
I don't know that and the level of anonymity that exists online is the best.
Sometimes I'll report people that I think is hate speech and then TikTok will be like, no. So it's like, where's the line?
Yeah.
If you call me fat or faggot or whatever, and I report that and it's not considered hate speech, then what is? Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, but I do think there's a level of, like, reality check of, like, if you're going to profit off of your personal life on because you're putting it out there for everybody to see, like, you have to expect that people are going to have their opinions.
Yeah.
And those aren't all going to be nice.
And I guess, like, with a show like this or with Drag Race or other reality shows, like with me as an influencer, there's not like 100 podcasts about me too. Yeah. Or like 100 think pieces on YouTube about me.
Right.
Whereas with these people, there are. Mm-hmm. So there is almost like a whole separate network almost that I feed into, everyone feeds into each week that's not Bravo that is dealing with these people. So right. I guess that is a different level of it too.
But they're making their lives consumable content. and they're getting paid a lot of money for it. Even if, you know,
a lot of money.
Yeah. If you're like a millionaire and you don't need the money, maybe it doesn't seem like a lot of money to you, but it doesn't matter. Like,
oh, it's enough money to keep these millionaires on TV.
Exactly. So I feel like it's a significant amount of money, and yes, it comes with downsides, but like, that's why you do it.
Yeah.
You get fame, you get opportunity, and you get money.
Yeah. So Heather does say, like, she thinks that there would be higher caliber women on these shows if not for the comments, which I don't think that was a dig at Monica, but Monica took it as a dig.
Yeah.
She was basically just saying, like, you could have, like, real celebrities on the show. It's famous enough for it, but the people don't want the backlash.
Right.
But Monica took it as, like, her calling her not a caliber woman.
Yeah. Or she's saying there's, like, people that she knows who are, like, really entertaining, really successful, who would never, never put themselves out there like that because they couldn't handle it.
True. Mm-hmm. So then Lisa says, turns to Andy and says, you let her onto the show knowing that she wanted to take each of us out individually, which I don't know what that means exactly. Yeah. Andy said production did not know. Monica said that in her casting, she actually told production. But then immediately Andy's like, that's not true. And she shuts down. So I'm kind of like, which is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's also not in the... Even if you're on Monica's side, there's like multiple examples of when she lied, mm-hmm. you know, available. So she's not the most trustworthy source.
Yeah.
So who knows?
So we turn to Andy. No, sorry. Andy turns to the Greek mafia rumors. Mm-hmm. Which Monica kind of, no, Angie kind of has a little stand-up moment here where she gets to say that all these rumors and also the rumors about the husband and all this stuff were bad for her business. It seemed like she, Monica, wanted to tear down her business that she worked her whole life for, blah, blah, blah. And Monica's like, you don't think all this shit coming out is bad for my business? And they all are like, you don't have a business like ours. And she's like, you're just diminishing my small business, basically, which I did not like that part of it.
Yeah, I agree.
And apparently Angie had like called her swaddle business like chintzy or something like that. Mm. I don't know. So I didn't like that part. I also kind of forgot that she owned that business until just now.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll make money. Follow, what's it called?
I don't know.
At swaddle baby. I don't know.
I have no idea. I mean, well, I remember it on the show, but I don't think, I mean, I get what maybe her perspective was like, I have more to lose because like I've made like, this is, I have achieved. Angie is, Angie has achieved. Angie has achieved a level of success, like wealth. Based off of one whatever businesses she has outside of the show, and what Monica's saying could take that away.
Yeah.
So which is different from the level at which Monica's business is at, but I don't think it's fair to say she's not a businesswoman.
Yeah.
When she's just because she has a smaller business at the moment.
I agree. What I don't really get is Andy is still like, do you not see that you being the one to say the gay rumor on TV makes the rumor like in the ether? And she's like, no, like, I don't understand.
Did she say no?
Well, I guess no, but she's still like the whole time she's kind of saying like, I don't see what I did wrong. And it does.
She was being worried about the specificity of what she said. She was like, she was like, I didn't start the rumor.
Yeah.
I just repeated it. You know,
and he's like, how do you not see how that's bad? And the thing
on TV.
And the thing that I don't like is that the reunions aren't filmed like before the season airs. So she's already seen the repercussions of that on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand how she's like, well, it doesn't matter that I brought it up. It was still Meredith that brought was saying it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it does matter. And she just, I just feel like that doesn't, it's not clicking still with her.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't, and I do think that was in the worst taste,
yeah.
Like to say it. I understand, like, I get from you're trying to earn your paycheck and somebody else had already brought it up, but like, you still said it, the words.
Yeah. So then she says, I'd rather sit here, Angie says this, then sit over there like a lowbrow rat. And she says, did you say brown rat? Mm-hmm. And I feel like she knew she didn't say that. She was just saying it to get, like, it just was like almost like a funny backlash. Like,
I don't know. I didn't read it. You don't know? No, I don't know. It's it because she did say it quickly. I don't.
It reminds me of that interview with Bob and Peppermint. Oh. When someone is like, it's a race for, it's just like, did you say race? Like making it a thing that it's not. I don't know. Maybe the two just paralleled so much to me that I took it that way. But Andy's like, no, she said brow. She said brow. And then they keep screaming until Andy's literally like, stop, 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 stop.
Ethel. Ethel coded.
Stop. Stop. If you know, you know. So then, dun, 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 the black eye of it all. Basically, I thought they were going to give some new info. Like, this has never been broadcast before. We had security footage of it, but we couldn't hear the audio. So then Heather said that they were talking about something else. So we didn't air that last season, blah, blah, but we're airing it now. And then they air it and Heather's like, Jen said this. I said this. Jen said this. And I'm like, bitch, you guys could be saying anything.
I think what was surprising about this was the sort of trial that Heather was on, in a way. I wasn't expecting that.
You mean like with Andy saying like you brought it up on the book tour and stuff like that?
Yeah, kind of in the same way. No. Not that she brought it up.
Kind of in the same way of Anatomy of a Fall. Sorry, keep going.
I wasn't expecting the sort of tension,
yeah,
that came about from the fact that she, because I would have thought of it had it been a year ago and the black eye was like all the rage,
yeah,
but I guess I haven't really like thought about it so much since then. And how, you know, like in the way that Robin didn't bring up her thing with Juan and how people felt about that and how they put it behind the paywall, like not sharing their lives. Wait, what am I saying? I don't, it's not a similar situation.
It is kind of.
Sorry.
It's kind of because Andy confronted her about that last season, but never Heather about
it. Yeah, it's like how they kept things from production when they're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think about how that could affect Heather in the employment department and her relationship with the network. Bravo.
But then don't go on a book tour and say that, oh, production could have, someone in production could have done it, or someone could have snuck in the middle of the night and production didn't see it and they kept the editing, the footage or whatever, and then deleted it. Like, I get that she was just saying these things to be funny, but like, you know, everything you say at a book tour is someone's filming that.
Yeah. And I don't think she ever seriously made an accusation. I think she was just trying to throw people off of her trail because she said literally everything under the sun about it. But I never really thought about the consequences of that, like as far as her relationship with production went. So it was interesting to see it play out on the reunion.
Yeah. But also, I don't know. I kind of don't like that she's still saying it was drunken and I don't really know what happened, except that when Jen came in, we both were like, you did this. I'm like, did you just say, like, did you get in a physical fight with Jen? Like, surely you remember that?
Yeah, I don't. That's what I was like, just come, like, just.
I think now she's watching her words because Jen has threatened things on Instagram saying from jail, saying that she's going to sue Heather and Andy if they bring it up.
Yeah.
Because she's saying she's still scared.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, like, part of me, I wish they would clarify, like, what are you scared of? That she'll make something up? That she'll, like, that you've told her private things? That
she'll send a hitman after you?
Is it that? Or are you worried, like, that you've done something bad and she's gonna, you know, it leaves a lingering, like, question out there. It's like, what are you so afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
And I wish they would just be a little more clear on why they're so scared.
Yeah. Well, and then Andy asks, like, is this grace that you're asking for everyone to have for you the same grace that we should all give to Monica?
Mm-hmm.
And Heather said, I can't answer that.
I think that was mature because she's like, I'm too close to this. I feel too much about it. I don't know.
Yeah. And she, but she says, my way was to internalize it. And Andy was like, oh, so accusing production was internalizing it?
Right.
I was like, oh, like, girl.
Yeah.
And Heather said that was meant to be taken as like a joke, all this stuff. Andy said, look, you lied to production, to Bravo. It said even a producer could have done it. Jen said, like, unless they show, Heather says that Jen said, unless they show the footage, we deny it. That's like what was their plan. Story was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Andy asked if Jen ever thanked her. She said no, that she's never actually been her friend. It's all been like bad from the beginning. And that's why as soon as she realized Monica was a snake, she wasn't going to let that like a liar be in her life again. It's basically how it all ties back together.
This would have all been more understandable if they weren't so angry about it. If it was more like, if Heather could have been more like, listen, I understand why you went after Jen because you worked with her. I can understand X, Y, and Z, but you've lied to me from the beginning. I don't trust you. And that's exactly what somebody else did. And look how that turned out. So I'm not doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But like the whole, and I, the whole screaming, the whole like emotional part of it, which I guess I'm not saying that's wrong. It just makes it harder to understand because it's like, why, which a lot of people say, like, why didn't you have this level of like emotion, reaction to the person who was actually a bad person?
Literally.
And I get what they're saying is that like they've learned and they've grown and they like know that she's a liar. And maybe they're taking out some of what they wanted to take out on Jen, on Monica.
True.
But it's not a good look.
I agree. And then this is when Monica said, like, I do think that Heather and probably even Angie can, like, we all are related to something, to which Lisa chimes in, like, me too.
Yeah, I know. Girl.
And she's like, did she ever physically assault you? And then Lisa's like, no. And she's like, then shut up.
Right.
Basically trying to say that her, like, kind of accusing Jen of assaulting her in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, she gave Heather a black eye. That's probably not the only time Jen's been physical with her, if I had to guess. Angie got the drink thrown on her head. We also, they don't really talk about this that much, but there's so many clips on Twitter of Angie in Jen's house doing so many things with Jen. Like, making music videos, and Jen and Monica are in the music videos. And, like, there's a lot that I think Angie was more in with Jen than they allude to on the show.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's Angie being like, I want to like distance myself from this woman who went to jail, obviously. But it seems like they were all like in it together.
Yeah.
So she's basically saying like, we've all like experienced this with Jen and your all's way of dealing with it was to like be quiet and go along with it. But my way of dealing with it was to do the opposite and try to do everything in my power to expose this horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't you all just see that? Which, this was the part I was like, why can't they give her a little
right
something and acknowledge that, like, maybe you did it in the wrong way, but if Reality Von Teese was just to expose this horrible person, it's not that bad of a thing.
Because I think they've created this extended narrative that Monica purposefully befriended Jen, purposely worked for her, purposely went after her, all in order to get on the show.
Yeah.
And that it wasn't she didn't do it from the bottom of her heart or like as a, like a way of, you know, doing something good. It was all a strategy to get on the show.
Yeah.
And that's where I think they're jumping the shark a little bit. Personally. I think,
but it does.
And it's the same thing you're saying is like, you can't give, she won't take accountability, but they also won't give her any acknowledgement.
Yeah.
And that's the impasse. But I do think she went after everything we've heard. I do think she saddled up to Jen and, you know, and maybe hopes of like getting ahead in some way, even if it wasn't like Jen's at the time appears to be a very successful, wealthy woman of color in Utah.
Yeah.
Monica maybe saw that as an opportunity to like open doors for her in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And then being involved, she gets mistreated, sees mistreatment of others. And because Jen's on the show, she becomes familiar with all these other people. They do the burner, the account, and that opens the door for her to be able to like be an interesting person to be on the show.
Yeah.
But I don't know that like she planned that from 2 years
before. But what Andy said was like, even if you did, she did plan that, that's not illegal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, Housewives can, people can, who like Housewives can get on the show.
Yeah.
Like, if they get in with the right people, then it doesn't really matter how they got there.
Right, except for with them, they're saying she schemed and was like lied about knowing about them just as part of being on the show.
Yeah.
I get that perspective, but it's a little conspiracy theory to me. Like, Monica's not like a super genius.
Right.
Yeah. Like, people can't like plan these like
this far ahead.
She didn't know
3 years.
She didn't know 2 or 3 years ago that being a friend of with Jen was definitively going to end up somewhere.
Exactly.
Right. So,
and none of them really, like, nobody else got on the show because of that.
Yeah.
I guess maybe Angie, but.
So that part really was irritating to me, especially with Lisa, like, constantly hammering, you are reality Vontis. You said everything that was bad. Yeah. You did all of this. You were obsessed with us. You did all of this just to get on the show.
And this is where my problem with Andy lies.
Oh.
Because all these things we're talking about right now, he didn't say. Instead, he says, what do you all think about the black eye? And it's like, can we fucking go back to the part where we're trying to like talk about the root of this thing? And it never gets there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like sometimes I get that it's a long day and things are probably edited too. And it's not just his fault. And like, but I do think a lot of times he cuts off conversations that are what me as an audience member really want to see the answer to. And moves on too quickly.
Hmm.
I'm sure he doesn't feel that way after filming for 12 hours straight. Yeah. But I just feel that the meat of it sometimes is left because he just has another question to get out of the cards.
Yeah.
So we go right back to Heather. And he asked her what she would say to Jen if she's probably watching. And she says... Oh, he's also kind of like, isn't it crazy we're all still like dealing with this person, like cleaning up the mess that this person left behind or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Heather says, I'm no longer your bitch. I regret believing in you, turning on all of you. I regret fighting her fight, disrespecting my children and my family and my opportunity here. And I'm glad you got put in prison because I don't think I would have had the strength to do it, to do all this, if not.
Mm-hmm.
To which I say, thank you, Monica, for helping put this bitch in jail. Right. But no, apparently Monica's still a bad person. Like, I don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
And I think the reason Monica's not coming back is because they have all these strong people. In that video with Variety, Heather was basically acting as a producer. There's no other people on the show on that got onto this interview. They interview Andy, two executive producers, and Heather.
Mm-hmm. Well, the showrunner.
So they're not going to bring Monica back as long as Heather's saying all this stuff, basically saying that she won't film with her, saying she won't have her house, saying she won't have a relationship with her.
I don't agree. Because they basically were saying in that they did interview all these people, but they were all, Heather was in a separate studio. Andy was in his.
Yeah, that's
home,
true.
I think. And,
but they didn't have any other cast members on, is what I'm saying.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is that you're reading too far into it. No. They had Heather on there because she was integral to like the whole production of the last episode. And in a way, she was involved with, in that sense of like, they based how they edited and like presented everything based off how she went through it.
Yeah.
Which she explained to them. And she was adding context, but
I just don't get her.
Just let me say it.
Sorry.
The two people who are actually the showrunner and the person that works the works for the production company for Salt Lake City both said that it was too soon to bring Monica back. They did not say we're,
because no one else will film with her.
Yeah, but it's not just Heather. Like, I don't think any of them are. And I will say, any other Bravo celebrity that has commented on this situation from a variety of Bravo shows have all said the same thing, that they would not want her on their show. That it's like,
except Dorinda.
Something that, but majority of them all say the same thing. Lala said it was, for Vanderpump Rules, said it was her worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Other ones have said, it's unforgivable. And like, how do you move forward from that? And I think they do run a risk of causing a lot of issues, not just with the Salt Lake City cast, but also other shows as well.
Yeah.
If the network is okay with it. But, so I think they have to be careful about how to bring her back if they do.
But none of these women are saying, I'm glad the person you brought down is no longer in my life because now I can be my own person. So like the two kind of go hand in hand and Heather's not seeing that.
But I think, she didn't bring her down. I mean, she contributed.
She
helped.
She talked to the FBI.
Yes.
She gave them instances of her being a horrible boss.
Yeah. Who knows if that was like a tipping. I don't think that was. I don't know. Yeah. 'Cause it seems like they had a big investigation already.
Yeah.
It is a testament that Monica was on the right side and was working to like shame somebody who people were supporting, who was actually a really bad person. So I do think they should give her kudos there, like you said.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They just don't. And Andy doesn't go there. Okay.
Yeah. And I do wish that they would be more, it's like, why you're giving this like high level of energy to Monica, but like you won't do that for Jen.
Yeah.
Like just trash her. She's like, you know.
Yeah.
I get that on the last reunion, they weren't like, she hadn't pled guilty yet. She was still professing her innocence. They were still hoping that that was the case.
That's so crazy.
But so maybe they didn't really have the opportunity. Like that whole anger period wasn't on film.
No, Jen wasn't at the last reunion.
Huh.
Was she?
I can't remember.
Anyway.
Yeah, they didn't give the same level of energy, and it is frustrating.
Yeah,
They're still kind of scared of her.
And I just think that Andy didn't show it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jen wasn't there. So they did have the last reunion. Like, Heather could have said all this shit at the last reunion because Jen was in jail.
She was already in jail?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, they should. Yeah, so then why didn't you?
Or maybe she wasn't in jail, but she had been indicted.
Right. Or maybe she had pled guilty, but hadn't been, sentenced.
She wasn't there, though. So I don't know. And I just wish, I've said it a million times. I just wish Andy would hold Heather accountable
and Meredith.
Do you realize what you're saying is literally the person sitting across from you? That was her end goal, too.
Yeah.
So Andy does ask, do you think that there's any moving forward, basically? Whitney says no, not right now, not at the moment with Monica, because she has to set boundaries with people who've hurt her in her life. Meredith also says no, because she has to trust the people that are on her cast with her, which I'm like, you trusted Jen and Lisa last year? Sure, go off. then Andy turns to Monica and is like, there's a ton that's been misunderstood. You've said that. So is there anything else you want to say? And she says no.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of weird, because at the finale, she makes it be like, there's so much more to this story I have to tell.
Right.
All will be revealed. And then nothing was revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why I think that is? Because Tanisha revealed it all to Heather already.
Yeah. That's why, ultimately, I feel like Monica didn't really go anywhere, because A, she didn't deliver on any additional information.
Yeah.
And I think she didn't, like I said, she had to take some accountability.
Mm-hmm.
About lying at the beginning of the show, you know, and about how, even if she did something with good intentions, that it negatively affected these people.
Yeah.
Own up to something.
Yeah, I agree. So then Andy says, let's do warm and fuzzies, cold and pricklies with everybody.
Which I was like, this was kind of, you know what everybody's prickly, it's going to be.
The Bermuda, yeah.
Yeah.
Angie says Greek Easter was the good one. Rumors and the Nastiness was the bad one. And she says I like Meredith, which makes you think her worst one was the husband rumor.
Yeah, I'm sure that had like a bad effect on their
Whitney household. Says, I'm stronger this year, was her warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. And then her negative one was being let down by Monica. Lisa said the dynamic changes and her friendship with Meredith and Heather and Angie and Whitney. Says everyone except Monica.
Uh-huh.
And also Jack's journey being documented were the good ones. The way that they left Bermuda was the bad one. Meredith says that her warm and fuzzy was successfully churning the butter, which is such a funny. She's so unserious.
It makes me like her better.
I agree. Also, we didn't talk about that she literally brought the butter to restaurants and we're like, can you serve this for me?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's iconic. Not really, but I think it makes me like her better.
And then I guess she now is going to come out with like a bath butter, something like that, yeah, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
And she said her cold and prickly was having an off-camera conversation, aka I guess like talking about the Greek mafia, like with Monica, and not having proof or documentation of what all was said.
Yeah, because that's why Lisa screamed at her. That's why.
Yeah.
Everybody on the cast was questioning her.
Yeah. Heather basically says that the book event and Greek Easter were the best parts because it gave her a relationship with Lisa that she's been wanting for 3 years. And then the cold and prickly is Reality Von Teese.
Yeah.
And Monica says that Bermuda is the warm fuzzy and Bermuda is the cold and prickly, which does make sense.
Yeah.
It was the highest of highs. It was the lowest of lows, which does make me sad for her.
Yeah.
Because I do think at the end of the day, they were finally starting to have a good dynamic with everybody. Like everybody's really, even Lisa like ran into the bathroom to help her when she was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all taken away in an hour.
Yeah.
And that's also sad because she's just dealt with a lot of rejection her whole life. And now you're at the end of a show where you should be friends with five other ladies and they're all rejecting you.
Yeah, and her relationship with her mom is like
gone
in the toilet.
So it makes me sad. I hope her business does well. I hope she got enough money from this one to rebuild. And on Watch What Happens Live, Joel Kim Booster was saying that he hopes she gets on the Traitors with Heather.
Yeah, I definitely think she belongs on
TV. I want a whole spinoff.
Yeah, truly.
Monica's life.
Right. I agree. Because this is the thing. Despite all of the lies in regards to Reality Von Teese. And I understand that there's a litany of lies because she had to pretend like she didn't know anybody in order to keep that under wraps. Which makes sense. Not that I'm saying it's the right thing to do, but like there are so many lies in part because she wasn't going to come clean about Reality Von Teese on her own.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like Monica's one of the most vulnerable, relatable. I mean, not even if she wasn't not rich or she wasn't ultra wealthy coming onto the show, I still think she would have been, even if she had been wealthy, I think she would be still the most relatable person.
Agreed.
The way that she talks about her personal experiences, the way she, like, you know, all the negative stuff aside, I think she's far more interesting than most housewives.
And she doesn't, like, I feel like, yes, Angie did kind of make a comeback this season in terms of likability, but there's something like when that camera is on her, she is cold, she is stiff, she is has a guard up.
Uh-huh.
And Monica, it's like she's talking
there
to
you.
We're her best friend.
Yeah, I think she just understands it's not like she's like, your life is consumable content. Like, here you go. This is it.
I agree.
You know, even if she did, she's not putting everything out there, but like, and she's willing to say how she feels. She's willing to argue. She's willing to, like, in the course of the show, not the Reality Von Teese part of it, it seemed like she was willing to own up to things and move forward.
Yeah.
So I don't, and that's what is also concerning to me about the fact that she's not coming back, because while I understand more about the other lady's positions on it. And I do think the way she handled it ultimately was wrong. And I think it does say Monica's real intentions were not as pure as she tries to make it out.
Definitely.
I do think she carried the season on her back.
Exactly.
And
what would the season have been without her?
Right. And I don't, it's like, yes, I like things about the other cast, but like, would it have been, if you took Monica out, like what would they have done? And also Housewives is not like a kumbaya circle. Like they all talk about being bonded and like being friends and being good together, which I know in their real lives is a nice thing,
mm-hmm.
but the show is for entertainment. There has to be some conflict somewhere.
Yeah.
Otherwise people are not going to be interested.
Yeah.
So, which is why I'm irritated with Whitney. Cause like her two things were like so manufactured,
true.
Like, not like fake issues in her, not that she wasn't having any issues in her marriage, but like they've tried to make it out to be more than it was. And also the whole thing at the end with the book, that was so dumb, you know? I'm just nervous again. Like, what are they going
to
do?
What are we going to go back to?
Right.
Are we going to be bubble baths and healing journeys again?
Yeah.
We'll see, I guess. Apparently they're bringing in two new ladies though, according to Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they shake things up a little bit again. At the end, they all cheers with the Dark and Stormies. Angie gives a Greek toast. And my favorite part, Andy says goodnight, everybody. And Angie waves to the camera as if there is a live studio audience. No one else. She's like, this is my first reunion. Like, bye, everybody.
I kind of like it.
So funny. I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is the end of a fucking era, bitch.
Yeah.
We've actually gotten some, like, I feel like this year was so great as a whole season. As our podcast, I feel like we've kind of leveled up a little bit. I feel like we've gotten some new listeners and it's just like an exciting time and we're not going to fucking stop.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Because we're going to come back next week watching season one from the beginning, which we've never recapped.
Yeah, I'm a little dreading it.
No, it'll be so fun to see it from like this, that season one, they didn't even know that any part of Jen's business was like fraudulent.
I know.
So it's going to be so interesting to watch it knowing everything we know now and knowing everything we know about Monica and the Shaw squad and the employees and everything.
Yeah.
Yes. So we are going to next week start with episode one. If you want to join us on the journey, go watch it sometime this week so you can hear us talk about it, or we'll recap it so you can hear it then.
Yeah.
But I'm so proud of us.
Oh.
I feel like. Yeah. I don't know. It's like we've done 3 full years of podcasting.
You know, it's
and
weird.
And we started as just a little idea.
I know. It's bizarre to me. I appreciate anybody who listens. I truly
forget.
We record these and I forget that
you're Monica.
Yeah.
You're so vulnerable.
I forget that it's even out there for people to listen to. So thanks.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week for that one. Follow us on Instagram at Privileged Twinks. I always post my favorite little Twitter memes I see throughout the week on there. And I also put when all the new episodes are live. And go ahead and subscribe or rate us wherever you're listening from. And we really do appreciate coming to the end of our third season, still having listeners, growing in listenership. And it's just a fun community and a fun place for me and Travis to talk about our thoughts every week. And we appreciate you guys coming along for the ride.
Woohoo!
So I'm Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
And this has been Privileged Twinks Season 3. Season 4 coming next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.